Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Alafia, greetings family and hotel. Welcome to Oracle's Read by Omiyinka 7. I am so glad you could join us on this segment of Right On, Right On, Right On. And as you know, we have been writing on and continuing to write on. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you and thank you for being a part of this segment. And as some of you have already read on our billboards, we are seeking out candidates who would like to participate in our anthology collection of poetry. That's right. The instructions is scribed out on my webpage there, and I've instructed you to go to a particular website and house your particular poem. If you would like to upload your poem and submit it to our collection, we will be glad to accept your poem. And it is an anthology that we're forming, and the instructions are to follow directions. As you follow the directions, and it tells you that you must be 13 years old to participate in going on that site, period. But for my anthology, you have to be 18 years of age to participate in our collection. And that's because I just think that you need to be legal age. So if you are going to participate, I'm going to encourage you to upload your poetry, follow the instruction with the confirmation. It's going to ask you to confirm your actual ID. Now, follow those instructions to a T, then you'll properly upload your poetry. Now, tonight, we are going to be talking about writing, and we've invited a guest to come on to talk to us about writing. And we're going to be discussing your poetry and the things that you should be writing about, your passion, your niche. And you don't always have to just write about a certain topic. You write about those things that are interesting to you and those things that you would like to talk about. And I want you to understand that writing should be fun, and it should be about the people you love. And that's why I asked you to write about your passion. Now, some of you may have poetry already that has been published. We're not looking for that published piece of work. We're looking for that non-published piece of work so that they can all be collected in one anthology. So if you have new poetry that you have not submitted for copyright or publishing, then we'd like for you to participate. Now, I've indicated that I'm going to be submitting the first 25 poems. That's right. I have submitted my first 25 poems, and for those of you who want to participate, you can do so. If not, we'll go on, and we have other editors to come in and to present their work. But we're opening it up online so that we can get participation from all over the diaspora. That's right. We're looking for participation in other parts of the country as well. If you're in Africa, and if you're over in New Zealand, if you're over in Germany, present your poetry. We're looking for a conglomerate, cooperative effort of bringing this poetry together. Now, I want you to understand one thing. We don't discriminate against age. So those of you who are interested in saying that I'm 13, but I can't submit. No, you can't submit on this anthology. But on that website, they will allow you to submit your poetry. So you still have some options here. And I want you to understand that poetry writing can become cumbersome, and the ownership of who owns it can also become cumbersome. So we are talking about entering your poetry, only your poetry, not somebody else's work. We're asking you to enter your poetry because you can identify it, and it is your written work. You don't want to plagiarize somebody else's work. Now, we've been talking about right on, right on, right on, right on. In the meantime, I have been transcribing and working with developing some characters. That's right. I'm a storyteller, and I've been working on developing some characters. We have characters such as Wesley, Daryl, John, and then we have Ricky and Melody and Bethany. These are some characters that I have created, and you'll learn more about because I aim to introduce them to you. And these characters, the Lily Pod, and they are a collection of stories that I have decided to put together. As you know, I do storytelling, and I am going to be quite busy telling stories for the holiday, for Black History Month, as well as for the month of February, and for Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday and Black History Month. So I had to create some characters to go along with the stories that I've written about my childhood life as well as my classroom experience. Yes, I've had some real situations, some doozies in the classroom, and I thought maybe you might want to be in on some of the stories. So I want to thank you for following me, and most of all, I want to thank Blog Talk Radio Station, because without Blog Talk Radio Station, we cannot convey our stories or be on this air. And I want to say that without Blog Talk Radio Station, I would not be able to bring about these campaigns, which is what I've been doing for the last 6 years. That's right. It's been 6 years, folks, 6 long years that we've been bringing you things and topics and interviews, and we've been shooting from the hip. Thank you for letting me be myself. Thank you for letting me be myself again. That's right. When we come on this air, we have to be ourselves. And sometimes we get into character, and sometimes we can talk about things that we have content information on. But then again, we are also obligated to talk about things that we don't know. That's why we bring guests on our show. And we ask our guests to come on. Now, we're waiting very patiently for Mrs. Mosley, Erica Mosley. I hope she's out there in the wing waiting for us. But in the meantime, I'm going to see what I can do to get this caravan on the road. Now, as you know, we have a lot of stuff going on. And as you know that, sometimes our system, it does break down, but we have to apologize for that. And I want to also say that we are an educational show, and our educational show means that we try and talk about things that are significant to you. And I know that I just uploaded some music on here, and as you heard the music, but I can't seem to find out where our music is here, and I'm looking for it right now as I babble on and talk to you. The music's got to be somewhere on here, but let's just see if we can find it. Our music comes to us as we present. Okay, here we go. Somebody's down here helping me out. They're helping me out, and I'll take a break here, and I'm going to bring you some Lady Sings the Blues. Okay. Let's see. All right. Now, I want to welcome everyone and say thank you so much for being a part of our establishment. We are 6 years old into the profession, And we also like to say to those teachers out there that we are glad that you have decided to join us. And we are glad that some of you actually participate in this particular classroom. And it is a classroom, and I do want you to know that as it is a classroom, we also do work in this room as well. So one of the things that we will be doing here is talking to you about what we can do for our audience, and that is to let our audience in on calling in and telling a little bit about who they are. Now, I hope our guest has not lost her way, and I'm going to see in a minute here. Now, we got a lot of things going on here, and as I try and get these things going here, I'm trying to get some music on here for you, but for some reason, it's not letting me get the music on here. If you hear music, let me know, because I don't hear it. Okay. You know, sometimes things work and then sometimes they don't. And sometimes we get things going and sometimes we don't. Well, let's see if we can get something going today. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to thank you, like I said once again, this is the Oracle Reads Show by Omi Inca 7. And I'd like to say that we are going to take a pause here in a minute to see if we can figure out if our guest is stuck out in the wing somewhere, because I haven't heard her call in yet, and I'm looking to see if she called in. And we had music that came on a few minutes ago, and for some reason I don't see how the music won't come on now. And I'm doing everything in my power to get that music on here, but it doesn't seem like it's coming on. Let me try again. See here. Now, when I wrote my poetry, I started writing poetry at the age of 48. And at whatever rate, it's never too late, ladies and gentlemen, for you to write your poetry. And I want you to understand that it is vital that you should write your poetry, because start writing, you won't ever get started. And I think that you should understand that it is vital that there is no set age for you to start writing your poetry, no set age whatsoever. And for those of you who would like to write your poetry, let's see here. I don't know why I'm saying that. Audio is already uploaded. I don't know why it's asking me to upload my audio. Well, we're going to give it some time and see if these audios are just stuck or something. Blog Talk, help me out here. Why is the audio not coming on? I've been clicking and clicking and clicking, and nothing's coming on. Now, I'm going to go ahead and just get going here and put us on pause for a minute, because I would like to go and make a phone call, if it's possible, to see if our guest has had any complications. So if you would just hang in there and be a part of our show today, we will be glad that you are here. Now, we have decided to do a book, and this book is a collection of poetry. And because we are doing poetry, we are focusing in on our passion. And for those of you who have not ever written poetry before, most people write only about their passion. They don't just start writing for the sake of writing. They have had experiences. Some experiences have been rather gruesome. Some experiences have been romantic. And we write from our right side of our brain just the same. Now, I want you to understand that we are talking about writing about passion, family members, loved ones. We're also talking about writing about your ex-relationships and relationships that you've had in the past. As you know, I come on here and I do a lot of poetry, and the poem you just heard that just came on, that was a poem from my prior past, and it was talking about I Will Be Brief, because sometimes people don't have time to listen, and you need to tell them right up front that this is not going to take a long time, and you need to let them know that you will be brief when you're talking about something. Now, I have been known to get on the air and then have situations where you have to rush through them. So in that particular poem that aired the show, it was talking about being brief and being to the point. Now, I like to say that for some reason our mobile systems sometimes don't work, and we cannot get things up and going, and we work with a lot of different technology, and for some reason or other, these things could cause a problem, as you know. And I want you to understand that we are not technicians, but we have people on our staff that work in the technician area, so things do happen. So that's why we have to ask you to be patient with us. And over the years, I've been patient with a lot of people that I'm talking to, and I know I've ministered to a lot of people about a lot of stuff. So we have covered the gamut of dealing with the right side of our brain, and as well as dealing with topics that pertain to issues that will actually address problems that people have, or we have issues that deal with they deal with things that pertain to a variety of things. And today we are talking about our passion. So let me go on and just talk about my passion, because I'm looking to see if the young lady is out here, and I don't see her. And maybe she's caught up somewhere, but let's try to find out where she's at. Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to be able to... ladies and gentlemen, we are having a little technical difficulty. Our guest just spoke to me a minute ago and said that she's out in the lobby, and I'm going to see if I can get her into the room. And I don't know why the system is doing this. It's giving me some complications here offline. And why it goes offline, I don't know, because it doesn't make sense for it to go offline. Let's see here. I'm going to continue to talk because she said she could hear me out in the lobby. And I'm going to see if it's going to let me back in here. I don't know why I keep saying that to reload. In the meantime, I can't see her. But as you know, these things do happen. And because they do happen, we are going to quit apologizing. And we're not apologetic today, because the system should not be going down like this. And if you don't mind being patient, we can get her in here and have you talk to our guest. She's been out in the lobby waiting the whole time, and she can hear everything I'm saying, so this is great. We know that that part of it works. So let's see what happens here. Trying to tell me that this web page is not available when I know it was, because we're on the page. Okay, Mrs. Erica, I apologize for our technology here. I really do. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say, but it just took me right off the line, so I can't see you in the room. I'm going to go on. If you'll hang on, Erica, it probably will come back up in a second. Blog Talk, if you can help me out here, I certainly do appreciate it, because it is not polite to have guests waiting out in the lobby like that. Nevertheless, we are talking about getting on with our writing. And getting on with our writing means that we are going to be doing something called an anthology. And once again, an anthology is basically a collection of poetry, and that collection of poetry literally is talking about a collection of poetry that will allow us to basically put our thoughts in writing and write about our passion and the things that mean something to us. And for those of you who have never written before, and this is your first poem, I want you to be encouraged, because writing can be fun as long as you're writing about something that you have familiarity with. And that's why I asked you to write about your passion. And as you go out on the website, you will notice that all you need to do is type your poem in, or you could even cut and paste your poetry and put it in the system. Now, it's nothing difficult about that, and I want you to understand that I'm here trying to get back into the room. It apparently wants to block me out of the room for some reason. I don't know why, but we're going to get this thing moving here. And it keeps saying off the line, off the line. And we'll see what's going on with the off the line situation here. And say that for those people who are patiently waiting and have been waiting for this particular show, I want to thank you for being a part of what we're doing. And I see we're not off the line. We're on the line, and we're in good company here. So let's find out what's going on, Blog Talk. Let's find out what's going on, because there should be no reloading and off the line, and Wi-Fi mobile data is not turned off. So we know it's not turned off, and we know. Okay. Once again, let me tell you a little bit about our guest here. Our guest is Mrs. Erica Mosley, and Erica Mosley is a native of Northern Indiana, and Erica has basically come to us as a professional. She is a mother of two twin girls, and she is also an advocate for education. She advocates on behalf of educational situations. She's worked in the classroom before, and she has literally been able to make a difference in the world of education. And what I like about the fact that Mrs. Mosley had explained to me, she talked about the fact that she wants to see a difference in our school system. She really wants to make a difference in the climate of our students. And I often think that those teachers that come in that want to make a difference in the classroom have to work exceptionally hard. And I do celebrate her, and I celebrate the things that she's doing, because she has really, really worked hard with her daughters. And I can see the work that she's done. And also talking with her, I found out that she is a writer as well. And her work, she wants to get out there in the area of spirituality. Now, I have encouraged Mrs. Mosley that there is a marketplace for her work. And I have talked to her about some options that she has. And one of the options that we are presenting to her today is the option to be able to one of the options that she has that is going to be available to her is the option for her to turn your phone off. Turn your phone off.